90 months are over now. 90 months. The promise has been made, but it has never been made. Promises were made and 90 months has gone. We have 90 months to go. We are right there in the middle about TB. Yes, we have challenges. COVID-19 came, but besides those challenges, we have to do something on TB as nations global. We have to double our efforts to gain all the gains that were flooded by COVID-19. And we have to talk TB. We have not to stigmatize TB. We have to fund TB. We have to end TB. Now is the time to start to amplify TB before we do anything else. As for Zimbabwe on diagnosis, yes, we adopted the WHO recommended rapid molecular tests. But around 2016, I think we were able to diagnose 100% cases of presumptive TB. But we also had challenges on childhood TB. We are trailing behind. Diagnosis of childhood TB is not doing well. So in numbers, we have got a total number of GeneSpecs machines in the public sector around 15 as a country. And also we have what they call 10 color GeneSpecs machines. I think we've got around six. And a number of line probe assay LPA sites. I think we've got three sites in Zimbabwe. And also we have got a number of TrueNens machines in the public sector, which is around 20. So Zimbabwe is using the WRMDS as primary diagnostic test. And currently 97% are tested with the gene aspect. Smear microscopy is only used occasionally during GeneSpecs cartridge shortages, when we counter shortages of reagents and so forth, we use that's when they use me microscopic diagnosis machines. So while we are doing that, but we still feel there's need to move to new diagnostic reagents, and there's need for everyone to come up with the more sensitive diagnostic tools and more palatable diagnostic where we can move with the small diagnostic tools where people can move to hard to reach areas. To, for example, in Zimbabwe, we have got trucks. We have 10 trucks for each province to do diagnostic, but still we can handle that big truck cannot reach the hard to reach areas. So we still plead as advocates to say, we need new tools. We need new tools. Yes, we are doing very well on adults, but we are not doing well for on children diagnostic. It's a huge gap.
Yeah.
Okay, the truck has got all those diagnostics, the diagnostic system, the computer, and so forth. And over there will be a doctor, a nurse. But what is the gap is there is the reader. The reader, after they've done all those things and so forth, someone should read the results and so forth. That is where the gap is. So as for communities, you'll be involved in mobilizing communities, giving information and so forth. And they don't only screen TB or screen TB. They also screen hypertension. They also screen diabetes. They also sometimes in some cases when they partner with other partners down there, they also screen cervical cancer. So it's a massive, massive thing. And we are so delighted because we have got 10 provinces in Zimbabwe. So each province has got one track. So they plan to see the districts where they want to go as a team and so forth. So now in GC7, in the previous grants and so forth, the government was not planning for the involvement of communities, the volunteers who mobilize people and so forth. But in GC7, we also planned for volunteers on the ground. For example, I said the track is too big, but we are seeing at least now mining 5 kilometers away, but you can't get there with a big truck. What do we do? So we have to plan for transport allowances, a small truck, which will go to pick those people and back, to come to the diagnostic center, which is the truck, and taking them back. So we have planned for all those things now. And we are just hoping that, I think we are now in grant making phase as Zimbabwe. We just hope all our activities will be taken on board. And as for communities, really communities are in the central of national TB response in Zimbabwe. We do TB awareness raising before the truck come. We do a lot of awareness raising, community cadres, civil society organizations, partners, and everyone communicating around TB, including even some trucks with dances, poem. So after a massive TB awareness, then the trucks will come now. We mobilize the people. And also we do a lot of advocates. So CSO play a very big role in TB advocates. And we also participate both on regional, in national, even global. Like we also attended the UNHCR level and working with others, hearing different stories from Philippines and so forth, that lady. It was quite amazing. And we also do TB case finding. As community cadres, we conduct screening at community level and we do reference presumptive cases to health facilities for further investigations. Communities contribute to TB cases finding has been as follows. 2020, we contributed 11% according to our Ministry of Health statistics. And in 2021, we contributed 13% for TB case finding. 2022, we contribute 15%. And because of this track, I think by the end of this year, I'm seeing we are going to be around 20 or just below 20%. So to me, this is quite a good initiative. Around 98% concordance, but the problem is that smear microscopy is only used occasionally. And the challenges is the shortages of expert machine cartridges and erratic specimen transportation system from some health facilities and the breakdown of expert machines. Remember, when they break down, someone must fly from London to take care of them. So those are the issues. And also, my last word is on the viral load accessibility in Zimbabwe. Yes, it's 100%. And I think we have now attained 95. But we still have a problem in the use of electronic patient level data. It's useful, but sometimes we have erratic feedback. Make turnaround time to have your results is still very, very, very slow. And for that reason, the country can't. The country can't launch U equals U because U equals U rides on the viral load machine. And that erratic transportation, turnaround time, and so forth is still low. So if we launch U equals U, you know what will happen, we'll kill people because we need a rapid viral load initiative in countries, throughout the country, so that we can launch this U equals U. It's empowering, but the fact that it sits on the viral load machine, a lot needs to be done, and more research needs to be done before we roll out such a very big initiative. But scientifically, there are some gaps. So Also, another one is, I think, on the reaching the missing global, we are talking of the missing people and what should be done. I think there's need to strengthen TB through community. That is my last word. Community at the center of the pandemic, and we are done. And I want to remind the world again, 90 months have passed. We are in the middle. What are we going to do in the next 90 months to end TB? Yes, together we can end TB.
Yeah. So welcome, friends, to another episode of NTB Dialogues. Today, we have a very senior TB HIV advocate, a very powerful voice for human rights when it comes to TB and HIV, a long-time crusader, Tariro Kotadza. Welcome, Tariro.
Welcome, Bob, and how are you? I'm so glad to be here and to be honored to be part of this panel talking about TB.
Thank you so much, Tariro. We really feel extremely privileged to have you. So friends, as we all know, she is a Zimbabwean advocate, a very passionate, fierce voice when it comes to human rights and people with TB and HIV. She's actively working to improve the response in the not only in Zimbabwe, but entire Southern Africa. And not just HIV and TB, she was extremely on the front lines when it came, when the pandemic had hit us of COVID-19. Tariro has also contributed to HIV-TB advocacy agendas, helped shape, ensure that people remains in center of the responses at national, regional, global level. And several awards have been conferred upon her in recognition of her advocacy efforts. So thanks a lot, Tariro, for joining us. And real, real honor to have you amongst us and reconnect after quite a while.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Tariro, we know you are busy with the important work, so we'll not let's begin. So please tell us, how do we find TB in Zimbabwe and Southern Africa? So WHO recommends, since 2018, the Find, Treat All, the highest level initiative of WHO's Top TB Partnership Global Fund, in 2018 called for replacing microscopy with molecular tests 100%. Because microscopy misses TB patients. And so those who come to the lab, those who get a TB test, we need to ensure they get molecular tests 100% everywhere. And of course, they should be put on treatment and care. And same for what about active case finding, like people whom we are missing. So are labs going to the people? And that is possible today. So over to you. Let's listen to how we are finding TB in Zimbabwe and in the Southern Africa.
Okay, thank you so much. I would like to start by asking very prominent questions. 90 months are over now. 90 months. The promise has been made, but it has never been met. Promises were made and 90 months has gone. We have 90 months to go. We are right there in the middle about TB. Yes, we have challenges. COVID-19 came, but besides those challenges, we have to do something on TB. As nations global, we have to double our efforts to gain all the gains that were flooded by COVID-19. And we have to talk TB. We have not to stigmatize TB. We have to fund TB. We have to end TB. Now is the time to start to amplify TB before we do anything else. As for Zimbabwe on diagnosis, yes, we adopted the WHO recommended rapid molecular tests. But since around 2016, I think we were able to diagnose 100% cases of presumptive TB, but we also had challenges on childhood TB. We are trailing behind. Diagnosis of childhood TB is not doing well. So in numbers, we have got a total number of GeneSpex machines in the public sector around 15 as a country. And also we have what they call 10 color GeneSpex machines. I think we've got around six. And a number of line probe assay LPA sites. I think we've got three sites in Zimbabwe. And also we have got a number of tunens machines in the public sector, which is around 20. So Zimbabwe is using the WRMDS as primary diagnostic test. And currently 97% are tested with the gene aspect. Smear microscopy is only used occasionally during GeneSpec cartridge shortages, when we counter shortages of reagents and so forth, we use that's when they use me microscopic diagnosis machines. So while we are doing that, but we still feel there's need to move to new diagnostic reagents, and there's need for everyone to come up with the more sensitive diagnostic tools and more palatable diagnostic where we can move with the small diagnostic tools where people can move to hard to reach areas. To, for example, in Zimbabwe, we have got trucks. We have 10 trucks for each province to do diagnostic, but still we can handle that big truck cannot reach the hard to reach areas. So we still plead as advocates to say, we need new tools. We need new tools. Yes, we are doing very well on adults, but we are not doing well for on children diagnostic. It's a huge gap. And and also banked to that, I think Zimbabwe has also rolled up the latest treatments and the 1 month for latent TB, 4 months drug sensitive, 6 months for the drug resistance. But we still have a way to go to come up with these treatments to become a reality on the ground. And according to the ministry, I had a meeting with them. They said by March 2024, guidelines have been already been revised. They've been adopted. So tools are being revised too, and trainings and mentorship are planned under GC7. So from March 2024, then I think we'll be now rolling out the new guidelines. But for more information, I think I can also refer to our revised TB and leprosy guidelines in our national strategic plan.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tariro, for such a comprehensive, you know, overview and sense of not only finding TB, but also about the regimens and community, you know, the perspective, which is so important. So Tariro, like what about, active case finding? I was very delighted to hear that TrueNAT is also being rolled out. In India, it is the largest used molecular test in the country. Especially particularly because it's the only WHO approved recommended molecular test, which is point of care, laboratory independent, decentralized. It doesn't need battery operated. So those kind of initiatives are very important to reach out to the unreached, as you rightly said, that is a huge gap. So what more can we do? And can you tell us more about the truck which you said? Is it equipped with X-ray or what happens? What is inside the truck? Yeah.
Okay, the truck has got all those diagnostics, the diagnostic system, the computer, and so forth. And over there will be a doctor, a nurse. But what is the gap is the reader. The reader, after they've done all those things and so forth, someone should read the results and so forth. That is where the gap is. So As for communities, you'll be involved in mobilizing communities, giving information, and so forth. And they don't only screen TB or screen TB. They also screen hypertension. They also screen diabetes. They also sometimes, in some cases, when they partner with other partners down there, they also screen cervical cancer. So it's so it's a massive, massive thing, and we are so delighted because we have got 10 provinces in Zimbabwe. So each province has got one track. So they plan to see the districts where they want to go as a team and so forth. So now in GC7, in the previous grants and so forth, the government was not planning for the involvement of communities, the volunteers who mobilize people and so forth. But in GC7, we also planned for volunteers on the ground. For example, I said the track is too big, but we are seeing at least now mining 5 kilometers away, but you can't get there with a big truck. What do we do? So we have to plan for transport allowances, a small truck, which will go to pick those people and back to come to the diagnostic center, which is the truck, and taking them back. So we have planned for all those things now. And we are just hoping that, I think we are now in grant making phase as Zimbabwe. We just hope all our activities will be taken on board. And as for communities, really communities are in the center of national TB response in Zimbabwe. We do TB awareness raising before the track come. We do a lot of awareness raising, community cadres, civil society organizations, partners, and everyone communicating around TB, including even some tracks with dances, poem. So after a massive TB awareness, then the tracks will come now. We mobilize the people. And also we do a lot of advocates. So CSO play a very big role in TB advocates. And we also participate both on regional, in national, even global. Like we also attended the UNHCR level and working with others, hearing different stories from Philippines and so forth, that lady. It was quite amazing. And we also do TB case finding. As community cadres, we conduct screening at community level and we do reference presumptive cases to health facilities for further investigations. Communities contribute to TB cases finding has been as follows. 2020, we contributed 11% according to our Ministry of Health statistics. And in 2021, we contributed 13% for TB case finding. 2022, we contribute 15%. And because of this track, I think by the end of this year, I'm seeing we are going to be around 20 or just below 20%. So to me, this is quite a good initiative. Also, we've got community-led monitoring for TB, where we are using One Impact in Zimbabwe, and we have launched a Zimbabwe One Impact. It's on our phone. So just everyone who wants, it's on our phone. We can track what is going on and so forth, though it is managed by our civil society organization, joint hands. They have the safer and everything. But I have it on my phone. So those are some of the initiatives we are helping to do TB case finding in Zimbabwe. And also do TB treatment support. And but we need to do more. We have to do more. TB strength in community participation, TB response, we need a lot of more. We need more CBOs, NGOs, community groups to be part of the TB response. Because of funding, very few civil society are on the ground. But in terms of awareness raising, we use our networks. The network of people living with HIV and AIDS, Association of Artists Now Miners, KP Forums, all those associations. But we need to be part of the response on the ground. Also, we need to strengthen capacity for community cadres. in the provision of TB services at community level. So we come there once in a while, maybe they forget, you go there once in a while. We want people to live with the TB, to talk TB, to understand TB at that level, more than at the higher level. And also the issue of incentives to community cadres so that they guarantee to continue provision of TB. This is another gap and so forth. But in short, civil society are engaged in planning, shaping of national response, including implementation and monitoring of the applied interventions in Zimbabwe. But we need to do more. We are in the middle of the 9th month.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to do more. We have, and Tariro, it is not a surprise to me, since people like you are there in Zimbabwe, how can communities not be in center? How can communities not be involved in shaping responses which matter to them so much? So essential. It is such an inspiration, Tariro, really to hear the successes and community-led monitoring, for example. You know, it is a very important tool. And I was reading a report from, I think it was from ITPC, which also showcased how good work is happening in terms of community-led monitoring. Wonderful. And also the special trucks. Oh my God, I really can't wait to see a photo of that truck or, you know, to read more about it. Amazing.
It will be, they'll be there screening people. They'll be there screening people. Diabetes, hypertension, they'll be there.
Wonderful. Tariro, we will be at ICASA. So we'll let you know. So this is amazing. Yeah. Wonderful.
I actually coordinate the TB, malaria zone. For the first time, we said ICASA. I've been to ICASA since 2008. I've never seen you putting a TB zone. Why? 50% of TB is among people living with HIV and AIDS. We want integration. So we have for the first time the TB zone in Zimbabwe, ICASA. So wonderful. The truck will be there.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Can't wait to see the truck. An amazing initiative. And Tariro, similar thing I heard from Timor-Leste in the Pacific. You know, they use a truck which has a TrueNet and a molecular test and a portable X-ray. And this goes to community to community.
Yeah.
We really need to find these kind of solutions in which are important in the local context. And these solutions need to be shaped by those local people only. And that is why Zimbabwe is making a difference with you.
Yeah, I think that this is why we have been removed on just general TB. I think we've been removed as a high burden, but we still struggle with our MDR and so forth. And this is aggravated to, you know, we go to neighboring countries, South Africa, Botswana, seasonal, we are back and so forth. So there's also need, so that there's also need to have in Southern Africa, ask the question, South Africa. Southern Africa, what is needed is a vibrant cross-border initiative on TB screening. But I think the problem is in the treatment. As a region, we use a different treatment and so forth. So that is a high-level policy issue which needs to be dealt with. What can we do? Because most of our MDR patients, they'll be coming from the mines, from whatever they'll be doing in South Africa and so forth. And they represent the country when they are very ill. They represent themselves late because they are ill now. They want to come back home, but they are already damaged. So we need, Southern Africa need a very vibrant cross-border initiative, scientific with the database and so forth. And they should sit down and start to talk about their treatment regime. They are so different. If I go to South Africa today on my ARV, I can be in trouble because we don't use the same. Something must be done around those issues. And remember, Southern Africa, it's about artisanal miners. It's about minerals. So that is the biggest use of Southern Africa. So triple burden among artisanal miners, TB, HIV, silicosis. That is a lot. And remember, in Southern Africa, they are called illegal. So we are advocating for them to be, because they are pushing our economy. Our economy is being pushed with these illegal people. So what are we doing? And we can't end TB if we don't deal with artisanal miners. And that is the biggest huge problem for Southern Africa as a whole. TB in mining, triple burden, HIV, TB, silicosis. What can be done? A vibrant cross-border initiative is needed now in the middle of the 90 months.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally agree. We will also echo this demand that, you know, we definitely need cross-border, you know, initiatives. And so that people can continue to receive care, you know, regardless of where they are. So very important. Any final words, Tariro, before we wrap up?
My final word. I think you asked about is it about whether TB diagnosis is early or accurate and so forth. I said, yes, as per information from our external quality assurance, they said there's around 98% concordance, but the problem is that smear microscopy is only used occasionally. And the challenge is the shortages of expert machine cartridges and erratic specimen transportation system from some health facilities and the breakdown of expert machines. Remember, when they break down, someone must fly from London to take care of them. So those are the issues. And also, my last word is on the viral load accessibility in Zimbabwe. Yes, it's 100%. And I think we've now attained 95. But we still have a problem the use of electronic patient level data. It's useful, but sometimes we have erratic feedback. Maintaining around time to have your results is still very, very, very slow. And for that reason, the country can't launch U equals U, because U equals U rides on the viral load machine, and that erratic transportation, turnaround time, and so forth is still low. So if we launch U equals U, you know what will happen? We'll kill people, because we need rapid viral load initiative in countries, throughout the country, so that we can launch this U equals U. It's empowering, but the fact that it sits on the viral load machine, a lot needs to be done, and more research needs to be done before we roll out such a very big initiative. But scientifically, there are some gaps. So also another one is, I think, on the reaching the missing global, we are talking of the missing people and what should be done. I think there's need to strengthen TB through community. That is my last word. Community at the center of the pandemic, and we are done. And I want to remind the world, again, 90 months have passed. We are in the middle. what are we going to do in the next 90 months to end TB? Yes, together we can end TB.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tariro. Totally, totally echo what you have just said. You know, like communities need to be in the center of the response. And whenever this happens, change happens. Whenever this happens, impact happens. Lives become better. And especially those who are difficult to reach, you know, they get served. So thanks a lot, Tariro. I know you are very, very busy, but it was such insightful to talk to you, and especially so energizing. You know, always to connect with you, reconnect with you.
Thank you. So last of last, domestic financing. Funding for TB is too low. Bye, Bob. Thank you so much.
Right, absolutely. And also investing into community systems, into community-based monitoring, community-led monitoring, into ensuring that communities remain engaged. That is also a very important part of the whole cascade which needs to be funded. Absolutely.
Yes. Totally.
So thanks a lot, Tariro, again. And all the best to you. And looking forward to seeing the truck in Zimbabwe with you at the ICASA in December. Thanks.
Thank
and power
you
to
so
you
much.
For Paris Conference and the Community Connect. All of us are, you will be representing all our voices. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.